March 25th, 1900. The incarnate word is like sun for souls. This morning, my adorable Jesus, in the act of coming, told me, just as the sun is the light of the world, so did the Word of God, in incarnating himself, become the light of souls. And just as the material sun gives light in general and to each one in particular, so much so that each one can enjoy it as if it were his own, in the same way, the Word, while giving light in general, is sun for each one in particular, so much so that each one can have this divine sun as if it were for himself alone. Who can say what I comprehended about this light and the beneficial effects that abound in the souls who keep this sun as if it were their own? It seemed to me that, as the soul possesses this light, it dispels darkness, just as the material sun, by rising over our horizon, dispels the darkness of the night. If the soul is cold, this divine light warms her. If she is naked of virtues, it fecundates her. If she is inundated by the pestiferous disease of lukewarmness, with its heat, it absorbs that bad humor. In a word, so as not to be too long, this divine sun, introducing her into the center of its sphere, covers the soul with all its rays and reaches the point of transforming the soul into its very light. After this, since I was feeling all weary, wanting to refresh me, Jesus told me, "This morning I want to delight in you." And he began to make his usual loving stratagems.